SU Election 2020, brought to you by The Pulse, your place for student news.
Candidates for the Women's Officer role. Ketana Bell Ajala. She promises to be very transparent in her activities. She promises to run a series of awareness campaigns on women's issues such as physical health, mental health and social issues, and also on body positivity, sexual assault and consent, and improve the university's sexual assault policy. She says she wants to create campaigns which raise awareness of support in the women's network. She promises to organise workshops for empowerment, healing and education. And also she says she would like to make childcare more available and accessible to mothers in the university. She would like to create fun socials to celebrate women of different cultures and styles with a university women's fashion week and open mic nights using creative skills to cover relevant themes to women. Rahima Khatri, candidate for the women's officer role. She wants to be a strong role model to all women at the University of Nottingham by bridging the gap between the students and the students' union. She wants to make sure that no voice goes unheard by being open to all ideas from her peers, and she wants to make sure that students' demands are met and consequently being met by the students' union on a regular basis.
For the position of Women's Officer in this year's Students' Union elections, there are two candidates running. Firstly, Ketan, who proposes running campaigns that can raise awareness for women's issues and also workshops in order to empower women across the university, which I think are really interesting ideas that could be really picked up on by the students' body if they are advertised well and can be helping bring a lot of support and awareness to women across the university. She also proposes having spaces for survivors of sexual assault and also having more efficient signposting system, which I think would be good in order to prop up existing services and to bring more awareness to them so people can get the help that they need. The second candidate is Rahima, who wants to become a role model for women at the university in order to bridge a gap between women and the students' union and to make sure that women's voices are heard in the student union. Having someone in the students' union who would be a clear voice for women and can help women with whatever struggles that they're facing, potentially due to their gender, can be a particularly useful role to have. And I think both candidates show that they want to become clear figures within the SU in order to ensure the empowerment of women.